brother.
Thank everyone who came. Basically, today we're going to have a demonstration in support of people of Palestine. This is basically International Day of Al-Quds. I'll start this program basically with the citation of Surah Al-Hashr. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahmanir Rahim, Maliki Yawmiddin, Iyyaka Na'budu wa Iyyaka Nasta'in, Sirat al-Ladina An'amta alayhim, Ghayril Maghdubi alayhim, Rabbana. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful, Master David, the alone. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. All praise to Allah, the Lord of all the world, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Master of day of judgment, we alone to be worshipped and we alone to be asked for help. Guide us on the right path, the path of those upon whom thou hast bestowed favor. None of those who have heard thy wrath, nor those who have sinned. I also begin this program in praise of Allah for our help, for bringing us all here together today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. O Allah, we beseech thee by thy mercy which encompasses all things, and by thy power and by which thou overcomest all things, and submits to all things, and humbles us before all things, and by thy might which thou hast conquered all things, and by thy majesty against which nothing can stand up, and by thy grandeur which prevails upon all things, and by thy authority which is exercised over all things, and by thy own self that shall endure forever after all things have vanished, and by thy name which manifests thy power over all things, and by thy knowledge which pervades all things, and by thy light of the countenance which illuminates everything. For thou who art the only light, for thou who art the most holy, for thou who existed before the foremost, for thou who shall exist after thee last. Today, we are gathered here for the Day of Al-Quds. This is the day when we all stand up against the oppressors in support of all the oppressed. This is the day that separates hypocrites from real leaders. This is the day the supporters of oppression will try to put obstacles in front of you to stop you from demonstrating. So really, you should thank Allah for bringing us together and guiding us here and standing for what is just. What is just is not that we are here and we want to support the Palestinians because they're Muslims or Christians or Jews or anything else. We're here to support those who are oppressed. We're standing shoulder to shoulder with the Palestinians because they are the most oppressed in the world today. If you look at all the oppressed people in the world, you will not find a single society which has to endure such hardships on a daily basis as those that the Palestinians have borne for the last 60 plus years. We are here because we have been commanded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah An-Nisa, in chapter 4 of the Holy Quran, in verse 75, and it says, and what reason have you that you should not fight in the way of Allah, and of those weak among the men and the women and the children, of those who say, our Lord, cause us to go forth from this town, whose people are oppressors. Give us from thee a guardian, and give us from thee a helper. This is why we are here. We're here for the oppressed. It doesn't matter if they're Muslims, Jews, Christians, or whatever. They could be atheists. If they're oppressed, we will support them against those that are oppressing. We're here for the people of Al-Quds. We're here for the oppressed people of Jerusalem. We're here to help them by speaking out against the injustices being committed against them, by not just the Zionists in Israel, but also those that support them and those that remain silent. Because in the end, even the silent are the oppressors. So, Bill, free Palestine, occupation is a crime.
Free.
Palestine. Occupation is a crime.
Occupation is a crime. Free Palestine. Occupation is a crime.
Free Palestine.
Occupation is a crime.
Free Palestine.
Occupation is a crime.
Free Palestine.
Occupation is a crime.
Free Palestine.
Occupation is a crime.
Free Palestine.
Occupation is a crime.
Free Palestine.
Occupation is a crime.
Free Palestine.
Occupation is a crime.
Free Palestine.
Occupation is a crime.
Free Palestine.
Occupation is a crime. I'll now hand the mic over to Brother Sahil.
Without doing anything. What can each one of us do to fight for justice? Not just in Palestine, but all around the globe. Each one of us has the power to make a difference, however small. It is up to us to find our own way to be rightful citizens of the world. We have to stand up for our brothers and sisters in humanity. And this is no different than the Holocaust that took place in Germany. Illegal weapons such as cluster bombs, which are banned by the international law, are being used on the Palestinians. This is not acceptable. We are against oppression. We are against injustice. And look at the situation in Palestine. Most of their land is being taken from them. They are behind huge walls that surround them. This is simply a giant prison. They do not have access to many of the common necessities, such as fresh water, electricity, and a quiet place to sleep. These are basic human rights. And when they are protesting that their land is being taken away from them and that their homes are being destroyed, what happens? They are beaten and killed. The Palestinians, on the other hand, throw stones because they have nothing else to show how miserable this situation is. Their lives have been destroyed, and this is their situation for more than 60 years now. We are against the oppression in Palestine and all around the globe. And again, we have to stand up for our brothers and sisters in humanity. We are just asking for peace and for justice. Thank you.
Occupation is a crime. From Iraq to Palestine. Occupation is a crime.
Occupation is a crime.
From Iraq to Palestine.
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 Occupation is a crime.
From Iraq to Palestine. The next brother will be speaking is Brother Aziz. And Brother Allah is going to be speaking first.
Stance against the oppression in Palestine. We cannot comprehend what the Palestinians are going through day after day under the Israeli occupation. This day is to show the whole world that it puts the heart of the Palestinian-Israeli conflict. It puts Jerusalem is for all religions. This site is the cradle of all civilization and all religion. It puts Jerusalem. Nobody should change it to fit their own needs. It's common for Jews, Christians, and Muslims. We the Palestinians resent violence. We need justice, we need our rights. Thank you.
Israel, you can't hide. We should be charged you with genocide. Israel, you cannot hide. We charge you with genocide.
Let me end this by reminding us a famous quotation of Martin Luther King. He said, cowardice asks the question, is it safe? Expediency asks the question, is it politic? Vanity asks the question, is it popular? But conscience asks the question, is it right? And there comes a time when one must take a position that is neither safe, nor politic, nor popular, but one must take it because it is right. Thank you. Now I'll hand over to someone. Go ahead. Now the next chant is, we have Zionism is racism, down with Zionism. The first line I'm going to speak, you will speak the next line. Zionism is racism!
Down with Zionism!
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 See, we need to have all the others hear our loud, please, loud and loud and clear. Zionism is racism!
Down with Zionism!
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 Next one we will do is Free Palestine. The first line I will read and the next you will read. Free Palestine!
Occupation is a crime!
Free Palestine!
Occupation is a crime!
Free Palestine!
Occupation is a crime!
Make sure the whole of Rajana hears our notes.
Are you sure?
So let's do it again. Free Palestine!
Occupation is a crime!
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 Thank you very much.
The next brother is Brother Mahmoud. He's going to be presenting his talk.
Assalamu alaikum, ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters. We are on the front lines of a battle in a very important word, war. This is a war of words, a war of propaganda, a war against ignorance. Because believe it or not, people here, out there, do not know that more than 6,000 Palestinians have been killed, that more than 10,000 Palestinian men and women are being imprisoned, that more than 18,000 Palestinian homes have been demolished, that more than 1,400 children, Palestinian children, have been killed by the Israeli terrorist forces.
Shame, Israel!
We must stand for what is right. We must take a stand against what is wrong. We must fight the ignorance. We must fight the Israeli barbarity, this atrocity. Ladies and gentlemen, you are armed with the truth. You are armed with knowledge to win this war. But with knowledge comes a responsibility. A responsibility to educate. The demonstration does not stop here. Demonstration goes back to your families, your friends, your colleagues, random people on the street. We must stop the Israeli atrocity. We must do this for the Palestinian men, women, and children. Thank you.
Free Palestine!
Occupation is a crime!
Free Palestine!
a crime.
Free, free Palestine.
Occupation is 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 a crime.
Zionism is to racism.
Down with Zionism.
Zionism racism.
Down with Zionism.
Zionism is 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 terrorism.
Down with Zionism.
Free, free Palestine.
Occupation is a crime.
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 Zionism is racism.
Down with Zionism.
Zionism is racism.
Down with Zionism.
Zionism is racism.
Down with Zionism.
Free, free Palestine.
Occupation is a crime.
Free, free Palestine.
Occupation is a crime.
Now we will take the other.